You start off by determining what the heck you're hungry for. Then you got to assemble the agreements, cook it, mix it, bake it, serve it up, and then tweak the recipe for the next time. So what are you hungry for? The first thing you ought to do is figure out if you even want an employee handbook. And I think most of the people in this room would answer yes. But, you know, you go through the pros and cons and look at a few things and say, well, here's the pros to it. Obviously, it's a great communications tool to orient, you know, avoid misunderstandings. It can obviously provide a very good defense against certain types of claims. But to be fair and balanced in this exercise, you look at the cons of if you don't draft it carefully, you can actually negate employment at will. It can actually be used against you to show a lack of fairness and consistency if you're not super good about if you put things in there that you know your folks aren't going to follow, and the time and effort to prepare and keep it current. Another point on the negating employment at will, just as a practice point, those of you that especially either are yourself a multi-state employer or you assist multi-state employers, be very, very careful about always checking into state law in addition to federal. Because there's all sorts of little traps out there as a matter of state law. There, for instance, is a South Carolina law that said if you want to preserve employment at will and you issue an employee handbook, that you have to have an express written disclaimer. What's more, the statute even goes to the lengths of saying what size font it must be in, that it has to be on the first page of the handbook, and that that page must be signed by the employee. So if you missed on some of those, you put out an employee handbook and you may have inadvertently negated employment at will. So my first, as many of the speakers before have said, a lot of the meat of this presentation you'll find in the book because the time frame doesn't really allow us to dig very deep. But the first kind of hot point that I want to emphasize is the importance of being aware of state law if, in fact, you're in a multi-state situation.